The Republican and Democratic presidential candidates painted very different pictures in their respective Wilmington speeches Wednesday. Incumbent Donald Trump speaking in Wilmington, North Carolina, and challenger Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. Biden talked about the struggle to safely reopen schools in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, calling it a national emergency. He says the Trump administration has not risen to the occasion.
Let me be clear. If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Biden says Trump failed to take steps in March and April to ramp up testing and tracing, failed to provide national guidelines for states and communities, failed to model social distancing and masking, and failed to provide equipment and training to open schools safely.
But President Trump still doesn't have any real plan for how to open our schools safely. No real plan for how to help parents feel secure for their children. He's offering nothing but failure and delusions. From the start to finish, the American families and our children are paying the price for his failures.
Biden suggested Trump should focus on emergency support for schools instead of, in Biden's words, whipping up fear and division and inciting violence in our streets.
Get off Twitter and start talking to the congressional leaders in both parties. Invite them to the Oval Office, and stop your boast about never being seen at what you can do anything. You always talk about your ability to negotiate. Negotiate a deal for somebody other than yourself.
In the course of his speech, Biden gave his response to Trump's campaign barbs attacking Biden as a Trojan horse for socialists.
As much as he'd like to be running against somebody else, he's running against me, Joe Biden.
Biden also criticized Trump's response to protests and violence in cities like Portland, Oregon, and Kenosha, Wisconsin.
This president keeps throwing gasoline in the fire every place he goes.
Trump, speaking in Wilmington, North Carolina, stood by his approach.
If American warriors did not defeat fascism and oppression overseas only to watch our freedoms be trampled by violent mobs here at home, we stop those violent mobs very easily. All they have to do is say, please come in, Mr. President. We'll have it done in 1 hour. Please come in.
Trump's speech took place at an event commemorating the 75th anniversary of Japan's surrender to the United States in World War II.
There's no better place to mark this profound World War II anniversary than right here in Wilmington, North Carolina. The people of this city and this state, and it's an incredible state, and I want to thank you for being so nice to me. You've been very nice, very, very nice every time we've asked for something, but I've been nice to you also, I have to say that.
Trump announced the designation of Wilmington, North Carolina as the first American World War II heritage city. He also praised a 97-year-old veteran, and he used that as an opportunity to take a slightly veiled shot at his 77-year-old opponent, Biden, who will turn 78 in November.
He's 100% sharp. I know a 78-year-old that's not so sharp, and he's 97, and he's 100%, because it has nothing to do with that. 78's young. Depends who's 78, that's all.
Trump's speech was, strictly speaking, not a political campaign event, but rather a presidential appearance commemorating what he called the American victory in World War II and praising veterans. But Trump did repeat several of his campaign themes. For example, he took a shot at athletes who take a knee during the national anthem, an action he claims disrespects the American flag.
You raise our flag and you stand proud and you stand tall, and we're doing it in our nation too. Almost everyone. Every once in a while you see somebody not do it. We don't like it when they don't do it, do we? We don't like it.
He also referred to the actions of some protesters who toppled statues of Confederate leaders during demonstrations against racism.
We're not ashamed in America. We're not ashamed of anything. I signed a very important edict recently. 3 months ago they were ripping down statues. I said, you can rip them down, but you're going to serve 10 years in jail if you do. And as soon as I did that, incredibly, you haven't heard about statues coming down, have you? Statues are monuments.
Trump and Biden both plan campaign events in swing states Thursday. Biden is planning a campaign visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Trump is planning a visit to Pennsylvania, a swing state that Biden visited Monday. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.